God bless you, be a blessing, and think about talking to somebody next time you go to Starbucks.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to tonight. They're my views, and, well, this is going to be open line, so the views of our callers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but I thought I'd open the program this evening talking once again about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, because the story really must get out. And, of course, you can't look at the story of the assassination of Robert Kennedy without looking at the story of the assassination of Robert Kennedy's brother, Jack Kennedy, and the assassination of Martin Luther King, because they all occurred fairly close together. And they were all part of this same cover-up that is used so effectively. It was used to cover up what really happened at Ruby Ridge, where they set the people in to kill Randy Weaver's wife, and of course then of course what happened at Waco when they set these special forces units in, Delta Force in, to kill the women and children there. You've never heard this story. Of course, what happened at Oklahoma City. Certainly, we know that Timmy the McVeigh had written to his sister, Jennifer, and told her he was working for a special forces team involved in illegal activity. He told his cellmate, the next cell next to him in the federal prison, the same story. And this came out as a book called A Secret Worth Dying For. But, of course, you're never going to hear about that. He told the same thing to Terry Nichols, who told his lawyer, but totally covered up by the government, because think of the implications. If the government was involved in the murder of 168 American citizens, how would you cover that up? And what would the response of the American people be? And maybe if they'd known what happened there at the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City, they would have been very, very suspicious about what happened on September 11th that was used to justify going to war with Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden, of course, which we've never done. And then, of course, to go to war with Iraq to get the weapons of mass destruction, which weren't there. The American people have to begin to question what goes on. And they have to understand that a very evil force has taken control of our government and is using the wealth and the military power of the United States to pursue a goal. A goal which is entirely foreign to the goal of the United States. They want a one-world government. They want a one-world financial system. They want a one-world currency. They want a one-world religion. And, of course, they want to install their ruler, of course, is the Antichrist. But they can't let the American people know that, or the biblical implications of what's going on today. Because, after all, if that were to happen, would we really want to send our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die, and many of them come home permanently crippled, and those that don't, many of them, of course, have some terrible chronic disease, which, well, the first Gulf War was certainly partly depleted uranium and partly an infection with a genetically created mycoplasm. And, of course, certainly at least a third, somewhere between a third and a half of the veterans of the first Gulf War were intentionally infected. But the average American has no idea about these things. You're never going to be allowed to know it. But about 30% of the young men who are coming back from the current Gulf War within 3 months of being home have some sort of a chronic disease. We don't know if it's depleted uranium. We don't have the facilities to investigate. They're just ill and And, of course, they're having a very hard time getting any help, either medical care or disability payments. Why would anybody want to send their sons and daughters overseas to fight in a no-win war? And now the Iraqis want us to leave, and we don't want to leave. Because, of course, we never went there, of course, for weapons of mass destruction at all. It's all been a lie. Well, it looks like we've got all sorts of guests, so we'll carry on from there. Well, let's go to Mark, who's calling in from Ohio. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Okay, and you're listening there in Oklahoma there? Ohio. Oh, you're listening in Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
5.875, kind of fuzzy, in and out tonight. This is kind of a for what it's worth statement or topic, I guess, so okay. I'd like to bring up.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't seen it talked about extensively, the type of people that are there for Obama. They're primarily saying what he says, who his affiliations are, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, if you're a Democrat, it's all untrue. But one interesting thing, and I don't have the website, so I'll just have to give a name that can be Googled, and it comes right up. There's an individual in Chicago. His name is John, J-O-N, Trott, T-R-O-T-T, John Trott. And he is the spokesman, he is the Tom Cruise, if you will, for a cult in Chicago by the name of Jesus People USA. This cult has been around 35 years. The leader of it, the de facto leader, is a woman by the name of Dawn Mortimer. She has studied communism. She's totally for it. John Trott, the spokesman of this cult, has his own blog called Blue Christian on a Red Background. I have no idea why he calls it that. In the past 2 months, he has been gung-ho, rabid, vicious defender of Barack Obama. And this cult is called Jesus People USA. It's a pseudo Christian cult. It's not a Christian cult. 2 Corinthians 11 talks about another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. These folks have all three. And I just find it highly ironic. Also, in this district, uptown Chicago, their alderman, Helen Schiller, is a communist also. And I find it, I don't find it ironic, but I think it needs to be brought out that this cult and others nationwide who want a free handout, who basically believe in robbing Peter to pay me, not Paul, but me, they just want to mooch off the land, mooch off the citizens. That's the type of people Obama is attracting, and their endorsement of him is vicious. They will run down anything. They will cut down anybody that stands in the way of revealing the truth about Mr. Obama. Now, I realize it's a stacked deck, as it nearly always is, but I think it's highly enlightening that the type of people that are drawn to this man. You've got a cult that is basically just, they're all gung-ho for him because they know.
Hold that thought there, Mark, and we'll be back in just a moment to carry on our discussion of Mr. Obama and who is backing him. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is Open Line Wednesday, and we have Mark calling us from Ohio. He's telling us about a cult, I believe it's in Chicago, and it's headed by a group of people that certainly support the communist movement, and they're solidly behind Obama. They're, according to Mark, I never heard of this cult, but they're vicious, and they will, of course, certainly attack viciously anybody who opposes Obama, but certainly we have a lot of idealists. People who are backing Obama. And then there are a lot of people who oppose George Bush and feel that John McCain is going to continue George Bush's policies who are backing Obama because they know we've got to do something different than we've had in the past. They want change. I certainly, the vast majority of the black people will be backing Obama simply on a racist vote. And let's face it, racism is endemic in our society. There are some whites who would not vote for Obama because he's black, and there are a majority of votes. Blacks would vote for Obama because he is black, but, of course, there's a significant number of good, God-fearing black people who will not back Obama. In fact, Thomas Sowell had a wonderful article today. And of course, Thomas Sowell's black. He's a philosopher up at the Hoover Institute, brilliant, and why he is not going to back Barack Obama. So, but we have to understand, Mark, and here's where we get lost in this whole issue. Yes, the communists back Obama. Yes, the radical left and the socialists back Obama. Yes, certainly the radical Islamists back Obama. Gaddafi, of Libya backs Obama, but you have to understand he was put up to run by the Trilateral Commission here in the United States and this leader's been funding communism, all during the last century. But the same people ran John McCain. They're running candidates on both tickets. It doesn't matter whether the Republicans or the Democrats win. Their candidate is going to be in charge. So don't get wound up by the fact that the communists back him. It's who funds communism and who is pushing these philosophies in our society. And it's those who would destroy our belief in our Constitution, who would centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and allow the government to be able to control us. And whether they're members of the Trilateral Commission or whether they're street communist thugs doesn't really matter. The end result is we lose our freedom. But go ahead, Mark.
Do you think, in retrospect, it seems as if the most outlandish things he believes and says are really starting to come out, or have been coming out the past couple weeks, and it's like towards the end of the election cycle, his worst side is finally being shown. And do you think that is primarily to make McCain look good?
Well, there's so much bad about Obama that has not been brought out. I mean, so much very real information, his involvement with Odinga, Odinga's candidacy over in Kenya. Odinga is a trained Marxist, a black man running for the presidency of Kenya. And Obama actually went over there, raised $1 million for his candidacy, went over there, and as a United States senator was campaigning for Odinga's election as president of Kenya. Well, Odinga lost, but they kept screaming about the voter fraud, and then, of course, they unleashed a system of terror. They burned down 800 Christian churches, and now, as Obama got Odinga in as the assistant leader of Kenya, that hasn't been brought out in America. There's so many things. In fact, our good friend Joe Schimmel has put out two new DVDs, which you can pick up on Obama. There's so much even worse that has not been brought out. But, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I do know that if Obama does not win the election, there will be riots in our streets and our cities will be burning.
Yeah, I really think that is... I think that's been the plan all along. This is a lose, 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 lose. It's a domino effect situation where no matter what happens, there's going to be, how would you put it, ripple effect, side effect.
It's a win-win position for the elitists, for the trilateralists, because if there is civil unrest, they're going to be able to justify martial law in America and taking away our freedom, and that's what it's really all about.
They'll bring order out of the chaos,
They'll create the chaos, and then they'll bring order out of chaos, and whether they do that by the financial crisis that they have created artificially, or by fomenting violence, either because of the election or because of the fact that an awful lot of people are going to lose their homes and their jobs and their cars and their hope, and they'll be out in the street demonstrating. I don't know, but we're entering a very difficult and dangerous time. Hey, Mark, anything else you want to say?
Give one 15-second thing to give hope to people. The Jews, when they start their prayers, many times they will start it with, Lord God, King of the Universe. And it's true. This is just a puny planet. We're a bunch of puny ants on it. God is sovereign and supreme. He is our God, and we can trust him. He knows what's best, and he'll protect us through thick and thin. Looks like the thick might be coming.
Well, it reminds me of that bumper sticker that says, God is coming and very soon, and boy, is he mad.
Yes.
But I hope that he will look after those who have been true to him. That is our hope, and that is our promise. Hey, Mark, thanks very much. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. This is Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call if you have a question or comment. And hi, Ray, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to mention something about spirituality in America. And, you know, we're kind of talking on those lines. The people that are in control of both political parties and also in control of the economy, of course, owe no allegiance to any country except for the power that they attain, and they have to keep that power. And in order to do that, they have to ally themselves with different individuals, like Gorbachev allies himself with, you know, Henry Kissinger, or Brzezinski aligns himself with somebody else. It's elaborate in a sense, but in a way, they're all attracted to the same thing, power. And they're attracted to each other because each one of them has a certain degree of power given to them. And, of course, we know just by reading the Bible that, you know, that Satan is the prince of this world, so that we know that we could also say that the people that are in power are controlled by Satan.
You're absolutely right, Ray.
Well, they can't be controlled by God because God has nothing to do with this, you know. Well, he has something to do with the world and nature and life. But he doesn't have anything to do with politics. This is where people get confused. They think that God is somehow aligning himself with some country or some ideology.
You mean he's not a Republican? Go ahead. Because he's not a Republican. I'm sure he realized the absurdity of our two-party system. No, I think that God is allowing these things to happen. I think he's intervening in the lives of people who are faithful to him in your life and in my life. But I also think that he's allowing us to make a mess out of things so we can see just how rotten things are if we don't look to him for our direction, because we cannot have a good society, a wholesome society, without his guidance and having godly men in positions of power. And believe me, we do not have godly men in positions of power. There may be a few of them in some of the state governments. There may be a few of them even in the Congress of the United States and the Senate. But you will never hear them quoted because, of course, the media is controlled by the people on the other side. So we are involved in a spiritual battle. And you go back and you read Ephesians 6, 11 and 12, you know, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And that's what we're called to do.
And then the first thing to do is to have some understanding of Scripture.
You're right.
And of course, that allows you this freedom. This is where we get our freedom.
You're right. Where the Spirit
from
of the Lord
the Bible
is.
From the Bible itself, actually. And that's what the people that actually founded, the people that created the Constitution, you know, Jefferson and Washington and all them, they knew that. They knew that. Maybe they weren't all, you know, really righteous men. I don't know, but I think they knew that. I think they knew that the true freedom of the individual, which is so important, I think, the value of a single human being.
I think that they knew that. I think they were godly men. There are some of them who had a different version of Christianity. But they were all extremely intellectual, and they knew that freedom comes from God. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's why we were a unique country, where we acknowledge that our freedom came from God. That was the message of the Declaration of Independence. That's why they do not teach that fact in our schools today. That's why they had to take God out of our schools. Because if you take away the understanding that freedom comes from God, then people, of course, will look to government. Hey, we're going to have to let you go, Ray.
Okay.
You have a parting thought before we let you go?
Well, another thing, too. I just want to mention Nikita Khrushchev was a very evil man. He was a henchman of Stalin,
and
he was responsible for the murder of many millions of people, Khrushchev.
Right.
And he said we will bury you.
And they're in the process of doing it. Somebody once said, the American people will never willingly accept communism, but we will simply pass one or another measures in their country until one day the American people will wake up to find they live in a communist America. Well, it's coming, but it's not coming because of the communists in Russia. It's coming because of the elitists, the trilateralists, the Council on Foreign People, the Bilderbergers in Washington, D.C. That's where it's coming from.
And their numbers.
And of course, the spirits of forces, which are, of course, behind them. Hey, God bless, Ray. And it's exciting times we live in, isn't it? Okay, thanks very much. We'll be right back. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got, is it St. Lucas from Belson, Texas? Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes.
Go right ahead, then. Do you have a question?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Ability to get us on the on satellite. We have a 24-hour satellite feed, and we're up there 9 hours a day. Joyce Riley's up there 9 hours a day. Of course, we are on radio stations across America, and then we have a shortwave feed as well. So there are lots of ways to get, and we actually have a fair number of people who listen to us regularly on shortwave. And, of course, anyway, we've got Mike on line three. So I'm going to put our, we've got Mike. Hi, Mike, are you there?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, good to have you with us. Yeah. Let me get our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just a quaint little item since we're so close to Halloween. It's just something that bugs me once in a while. I think about it. Most of us haven't thought about the legend of Sleepy Hollow since we were in high school or whatever. Most people don't know where Sleepy Hollow is. But if you were in New York and you went up the Hudson River about 30 miles, you're going north, you'll come to a little town called Pocantico. And on the eastern shore of the Hudson River is where, at Pocantico, is where the old Sleepy Hollow is, still there today, just as it was in the centuries long ago when the legend of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman occurred. The interesting thing about all this is right in the midst of all that, is the old Rockefeller family estate, and the old mansions are still there. And I just wonder why.
Well, I think people have to understand that many of the people within the Rockefeller family have been involved in the occult. And in fact, it was David Nelson Rockefeller's son who, working with two other occultists, Gorbachev, and, of course, Marie Strong wrote the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf for everything going on. We know that Lawrence Rockefeller was involved with the occult. We know that Winthrop Rockefeller had the largest pornography collection in the world, one of the largest collections in the world. And, of course, we're told that other members of the Rockefeller clan would go to the occult center there at La Baca Grande in Colorado. And so I don't think there's any question that the Rockefeller family has been involved with the occult for generations, and of course their major goal today is to bring about this world government. David Rockefeller is the major driving force in the United States and in the Western world, along with the Rothschilds, of course, who are also involved in the occult in this move. So maybe that's why the legend of Sleepy Hollow and the Headless Horseman, of course, took place or alleged to have taken place close to where the Rockefellers live.
Yeah, I always wonder about old legends. It's so hard to really track the origins down, but it's also very hard to believe that they simply came from nothing.
Well, I think that there are cult forces in the world. There really are supernatural forces. What did you think? Of course, Mike is a friend of ours. He has attended the meeting this weekend where we had Joanna Michelson talking, who was a medium. What did you think of Joanna's talk?
Oh, she's for real.
Wasn't that an amazing talk?
Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever met her and listened to her personally. But she, her life experiences are real. And
we're going to, of course, have the CD of that before long, and then, of course, we'll put it, make it available on DVD. Although people can listen to her story on a four-tape set we offer called The Supernatural, because she was involved in the supernatural. She saw the miracles that came from the other side. Anything else, Mike, before
we listen? Well, these are some of our most important people, I think. I've always treasured people who have lived a life knowing Christ and knowing God's word and living accordingly. There have been a few people in my life that I've known that way, and they're just amazing people. I'm not one of those, sadly.
Well, I think I've had to tell Joanna is one of my favorite people,
yeah,
and it was such a pleasure to meet her.
There's another value altogether for people who have had a past in knowing the other side of life. And they compare the dark and the light very well. And this is invaluable for us to listen to what people have to say who have had this type of life experience.
Amen to that. Well, anyway, thanks very much, Mike. I appreciate it, and God bless. All right, fine. Let's go to our caller We have Shelley calling from Memphis, who's listening in Spokane. Shelley, how did you get from Memphis to Spokane so you could listen to us?
Well, I think you got the wrong person.
Oh, I do. Well, who do I have?
This is John from Texas.
All right, fine. Well, I'm sorry. My producer got me a little mixed up. But anyway, John from Texas, it's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I was kind of thinking along the lines of two things, and I guess...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with John from Texas. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday. We've got John from Texas on. John, go right ahead.
The first thing I was going to say, I think I'm going to say second, but, and you kind of, you know, touched on it earlier, you know, how the devil got a plan, but God has a bigger plan, you know.
Right.
And back in the Old Testament, you know, God's name, it was kind of like a similar name to Bel, but it wasn't exactly. And it seems like some of the reading I did, it's been a long time ago, but you end up with the Lord of hosts, you know, and that was kind of relatively, you know, changed. But the thing you think about a host, you know, he's the creator of the whole situation, you know. And so the devil really can go to a certain point. And since he's a created being, you know, it's a matter of what God allows him. I think in James it says that the businessmen, they say they'll go out to, a different city and they'll buy and sell for a year. And, you know, but the bottom line is if the Lord wills, you know.
Well, the thing is that we don't understand how it all fits together. I mean, we've all got our ideas on this, but I will tell you that the devil or the agents of the devil can actually create supernatural miracles. And I believe that the devil can create supernatural miracles. I believe God can intervene, but right now he's letting these things take place, and our job is to do our best, not to understand, although we want to understand as best we can. But in the final analysis, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and we want to be sure we're on the right side.
Well,
because we're going to have to look to our Lord for help and protection in the very real difficult times that lie ahead, and believe me, they are coming.
Well, one thing, the other thing I was going to say, I was listening to something the other day, and someone said something about socialism, and they were kind of wondering what form of government, you know, this seemed like things were going into. And when Tony Blair, when Bill Clinton was president, him and Tony Blair, you know, they were just like best pals, you know. And so anyway, there ended up being this talk about a thing called a third way, which was capitalism and communism without the benefits of either one. And I was listening to the BBC, and they were covering this deal with India, and they were the first country that declared themselves a third way nation.
Well, I'll tell you what, of course, the third way, of course, it gets you to compromise. It's sort of like, let's find a third way in Christianity. There is no third way. You're either going to be free under God, or you're going to be, of course, eventually lose your freedom. Hang on there. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have John calling from Texas. Our open lines, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And of course, John is saying that some people talk about a third way between communism and capitalism, and that India is going the third way.
Well, they really did that. That's, like I said, that was when Bill Clinton, so that's been like, at least 8 years ago, maybe
right.
9 years ago, when that's what they declared, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, capitalism is a monopoly system. I believe in free enterprise. Capitalism is not free enterprise. It is simply a monopoly system. And we need to quit using their terms and understand where the truth is. If
yeah,
you
I
want
understand.
To be free, you've got to limit the power of government and allow competition, the right to succeed, the right to fail. Under our current system, What are we doing? We're bailing out all the people who failed. We're destroying the value of our currency, and eventually we're going into a totalitarian state. Hey, thanks very much for calling, John. Appreciate it. Anything you want to say before I let you go?
No, you know, the thought just crossed my mind. Like, say, they threw that around back then, and it was a serious deal that a country actually declared themselves that. Well, I don't know what their theories are now, but...
No, I think, John, they're trying to confuse you. We are not a capitalist nation. We are a free nation with a free enterprise system. Capitalism is a monopolist system, and that's why many capitalists can so readily work with the communists, because they want exactly the same system. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't let them confuse you with the
police. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that like I say, you know, what the devil does is twist things around.
He sure does.
And see, that's what they're really kind of doing. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, ultimately, but it all boils down, you know, the devil, it's like you say, you know, it's an illusion.
Right.
And an illusion is a lie, you know, which doesn't exist.
Well, you're absolutely right. Thanks so much, John. Let's go to Shelley, who's calling. Now, is this Shelley, who's up in Washington, but really is from someplace else? Okay, how does it happen you're up in Washington?
I'm actually, I just have a cell phone from Memphis, and I relocated to Spokane.
Okay, well, it's good to have you then with us. Do you have a question or comment? Let me give our telephone number one more time. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and this is Open Line Wednesday. Okay, Shelley. Anyway, it's good to have you with us. Of course, you can listen to us, you know, every evening up there, and of course, in Spokane, we do a program at 4 o'clock on KTRW. So I hope you'll start listening to that too.
Thank you. I have a comment actually in regards to the statement you were making earlier with the man who's and you quoted something to the effect of in the year 2000 a credit card in Switzerland would be like gold, you know.
It was a statement that was made by Edward Bellamy in a book called Looking Backwards, and this book was written in the 1880s, but he was imagined a man living, waking up after a prolonged sleep in the year 2000, and at that time, a credit card in Europe would just be good as gold once was. So go right ahead.
Yeah, I found that interesting because I happen to have been researching on the computer this week. The site is JesusIsSavior.com, and what came up was this, and I'm looking at it right now, empty seat number 666 in the European Parliament, and it shows that it's vacant, and then it goes on, and the reason why it caught my interest, because I was talking to my husband about it this week, you said something about how supernatural wisdom from the dark side, and that's what I was talking to my husband about this past week when I researched this information. I said to him, this was done years before, and I'll share with you what I found on this site. Somebody has to be getting, you know, and it was almost like the words that you just said I was sharing with my husband this past week. How could they know this stuff if they're not, you know, following Jesus and the Bible?
They're not following Jesus and the Bible. They're following Satan's plan.
Yeah, and that's what I was explaining to my husband. When you look at this site, it's prophecy unfolding, but it's it shows you know the seat being vacant, and then it shows pictures of the European Union inside, and then you go on and you see this something, and it's quoted. Here's something really bizarre: the European Union's chosen symbol is a woman riding the beast.
Right.
And of course,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, it has a stamp as well.
And the woman riding the beast is on that stamp.
Yeah. And then the euro is depicting the woman riding a beast as well. And the Tower of Babel. And then you go on, and in 2005, there was a meeting to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the UN, and Condoleezza Rice is in there. And if you notice, you'll see the number 60, but they are so strategically placed that in the background, the numbers 666 show up there. And the zero for 60 is, I can't even really see the zeros, but you can see all flags from various countries, and you clearly see in gold 666.
Now, let me tell you, the other interesting thing is that if you go to Strasbourg today, there is a there's a building, it is the replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. And it's built like an unfinished building. And, of course, this is where the European Parliament sits. The people over there understand that what we are doing today is reconstituting the ancient plan of Nimrod. And I don't know if you've ever heard my talk on Forbidden Secret, but we hope you want to get that. And we cover all of these things you're talking about. We have a syllabus that goes with that. In fact, on the cover of the syllabus, which is called the A Forbidden Secret, why we have the picture of the unfinished Tower of Babel, which is the poster that is used to depict the European Union. It actually was painted, I think, in the 1500s, but it is used all over Europe today. We are reconstituting what Nimrod tried to accomplish, and God intervened. So once people begin to understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. Maybe God has moved you into Washington so you can hear our programs regularly and help us as we try to disseminate the understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle, not a political battle. It has nothing to do with right, left, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. It is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing because most people don't understand what you've just been saying.
You know, and interesting you should say that, too, because if you would have this conversation with a majority of the people where I used to live at, at the northern tip of Mississippi, they... a lot of them, I should say, would not be able to follow this conversation, and I do not mean that in a condescending way. And what I shared with my husband was, because of your radio station and what you're getting out, I have already spoken with quite a few people in the grocery stores who God is just, the Holy Spirit is leading them to share this truth with many people in this region. And I told my husband, I said, I can't help but wonder if, you know, in the Bible it says flee to the hills, and there's a lot of rugged terrain in Idaho and Washington and whatnot, if it isn't something that God is leading people to gather this wisdom so that, you know, in the last days, last days, many people will be fleeing to this region, you know, in the hills and the mountains, and we'll be sharing with them how to, you know.
Well, I think you may well be right. We don't know what the future holds. We should make all the preparations for if the breakdown of society and but then, of course, the most important thing is our relationship with the Lord. Hey,
yeah.
I've got to run because I got a full board, but God bless you. Thank you so much for calling, and hope you'll call again.
Thank you.
Good night. God bless. Let's go to Charles, who's been hanging on patiently there in New York. Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
How are you, Dr. Sammy? Thank you so much for all you do.
Did you get my email responses to you?
I didn't. And you know, that's what I called you about, and I thank you so much for that. I'm so sorry I didn't get to read the email, but before I go any further, I am going to ask you about that.
All right.
What I want to do is suggest to all the listeners, and Dr. Stan didn't pay me to say this, but Dr. Stan and the good folks of Radio Liberty have so much information. I've been listening to the listeners, and everyone's touching on bits and pieces of what you have in its uniformity, and you have it completely. And if everyone would just take the time to really access the information that you have, it would really, really do themselves a favor and really be able to put a lot of the missing pieces together that you wouldn't be able to answer in, you know, in 1,000 hours. So, but they could read this information and really, it's like a treasure trove of all the things that we all ask about, wonder about, or questioning. And so I just wanted to compliment you and thank God for you. And my prayers are with you and your family and all the listeners, because a lot of the listeners are curious and want to know the truth. They don't want to lie. So I'm really happy that God is motivating all of us to gravitate towards the truth. Dr. Stan, I want to make it really brief. I didn't get your email. Would you please, and I didn't ask you this in the email, but I know that everyone else knows they put stuff on the corporate media for us to consume. Why did they put that particular information for us to consume? And what was it to give someone to boost in the ratings? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, I'll end it right there. I wanted to ask again, because, of course, I remember sending you the email, but I've forgotten your question. Tell me again.
Okay, I'm sorry. The question was, what is the actual purpose behind the Syrian attack?
Supposedly
went in and were going after Al-Qaeda and did it on the border of Syria. Why does CNN make a big deal of it? What is the real agenda or angle, if any, behind this Syria attack?
I really don't know, apparently. You know, they killed less than a dozen people. It really doesn't make any sense. Why would they do it just before the the election coming up next week? I really don't know what the significance of this was. But certainly we do know, of course, the Iraqis are furious with us. The Syrians are furious with us. And yet, of course, what people don't understand is the United States government has been funding the Islamic terrorist movement for years. Much of it is being financed by Saudi Arabia. And who's keeping the Saudis in power? We are. Much of it has been funded by the Pakistanis. Who's given Pakistan $10 billion in recent years? Why, of course, the United States. So you go into the background of where did Al-Qaeda come from? It was formed by a man named Robert Gates when he was with the Central Intelligence Agency.
Wow.
Nobody ever talks about that today. But go up on the Internet and type in Robert Gates and CIA or Robert Gates and Al-Qaeda, and you'll find out that Robert Gates, who today is, of course, working, I believe he's the head of the Defense Department, is the man who created Al-Qaeda. So we create an enemy, and then we can attack him, and then we can go across borders to attack him. We live in a world gone mad. But one of these days, it's going to all make sense. I cannot give you a better answer than that, Charles.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
And let's go to Robert, who's calling from Aurora, Colorado. Hi, Robert. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Robert, go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Enjoyed listening to you. As you may or may not know, I believe October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I've been doing some research on it. Breast cancer, read some really interesting articles. And what I always hear about it is Grace for the Cure, those races, those 2- and 3-kilometer runs to raise money for it and such. The name I keep hearing with that is Susan G. Komen. I was wondering if you knew who she was, what her connection to breast cancer was, how that all ties in, or do you know anything about that?
I really don't know who she is, but I do know that, of course, the incidence of breast cancer is rising, and everything we're doing is promoting it. I mean, certainly, for instance, 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast carcinoma, because, of course, they just never have pregnancies, or they usually don't have pregnancies, and pregnancy, of course, is protective against breast carcinoma. So, I mean, then, of course, we are promoting first trimester abortions. There's a significant increase in incidence of breast carcinoma associated with first trimester abortions, especially if the person never goes on to ever carry a child to pregnancy. Smoking increases of breast carcinoma. In fact, one of these times I really should look up all the things that we are doing to increase the incidence of cancer in this country, and they never tell the American people. But I can tell you that basically you go back to the beginning of the last century, 1900, why about one person in 33 got cancer. Today it's 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. Now, that didn't happen just by accident. We know, for instance, that aspartame that they put into the in Nutrasweet increases the incidence of cancer. They know it dramatically increases the incidence of brain cancer, and they're suppressing that information. And then, of course, the mercury that they put into the vaccines increases the incidence of cancer. The fluoride that they're putting into our water increases the incidence of cancer. They're doing everything they can to promote cancer, and then we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I mean, what they do is they focus our attention on all the wrong things.
That makes perfect sense. And reading the article that I did that popped into my email, they also found out that abortion does increase the likelihood of breast cancer because the estrogen produces those cells that create milk for the child. But if the abortion is terminated, then the cells just kind of go wild, and they're very weak, and easily turned into cancerous growth. So,
and of course,
some people aren't told that.
And what they're doing is they're actively suppressing treatments for cancer. You'll need to get our material on Dr. Baczynski, his treatments, which the government acknowledges, working, and yet they tried to put him into prison. Why? Because he was trying to save human lives. And, of course, the average person doesn't understand there are lots of effective treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. We have a wonderful four-tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians, based upon a talk given back in 1969 by Dr. Richard Day. And, of course, it's recorded, at least the material was noted by Dr. Dennegan. And many years later, he actually gave a series of interviews, and we have those interviews. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians, and they talked about how they were going to suppress treatments for cancer. Then the statement was, we're going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. Aw, shucks, I wonder why the Rockefeller Foundation. Maybe the Rockefellers have something to do with it. Anything else before we let you go, Robert?
One quick thing. I am going to have printed 1,000 plain white business cards that say our government lied to us about 911. To find out the truth, go to the following websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, RadioLiberty.com.
I think you got a good selection of websites to go to. Two of my favorite people, Alex Jones and, of course, Joyce Riley. God bless you. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
That's Robert calling, and let's quickly go to Mike, who's hanging on the line. Mike, do you have another question or comment?
Yeah, well, just real quick for the lady that was talking about the empty seat number 666 in the European Parliament. I thought that was so fascinating, and she asked the question, how could these people know? They're not Christians. They're so far away from church. How do they know anything? Well, I just wanted to say, for her question, that these occultists know far more, many of them know far more about the Bible and God's Word than many Christians do.
You're absolutely right. God bless, and thanks so much, Mike. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Bill calling from, what's the name of the town there in Texas?
Is it Hermiston?
Hermiston. Okay, great.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs regularly to help us. We can't do it without you. And, of course, we do have a small group of dedicated followers, and some people can't send very much. We understand that. And some people are very, very generous, and we appreciate that. But this is a community effort. This is as much your program as it is mine. I've simply been given the opportunity to be the host here, but certainly this is a family operation. We don't have any big contributors. We have a few people who, month in and month out, will give us whatever they can afford, and that with the sales that we do, and certainly the we sell health products, and we sell Berkey's, and we sell long-term food storage. We sell all sorts of things to raise the funds to do what we're doing, but we're primarily dependent upon people in the listening audience who believe in what we're doing to help us. Believe me, we are moving into very difficult times, and we need a voice. We have over 60 outlets every single week, and that includes shortwave, internet, certainly radio stations, and of course, the miracle of the internet. So it's satellite, internet, shortwave, and radio. But we've reached people, and people who've never before heard the truth are hearing it and beginning to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought, certainly on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle. And the reason they took God and prayer out of our schools was because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this once great Christian nation. It was the Masons on the Supreme Court who did that. They controlled our Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to majorities of 8-1. And you can document this, go up on the internet, simply Google in United States Supreme Court or Masonic members, and you can pull that down. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Or you need to listen to my talk on the forbidden secret. And, of course, the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs. You can certainly watch our DVDs. You can see the other DVD section, all the links that are there. You can read the newsletters, read the essays, and help us get the word out. Tell other people about our ministry and encourage them to listen, because we'll help you connect the dots. So many of the things going on today just don't make sense. If you're out there in the listening audience, and of course you'd like to learn more about the Berkey water filters or long-term food storage or certainly the types of medicines, medical health care products you should have in hand, and you should have laying in supplies of these things, because we're moving into uncertain times. We do not know what is going to happen, but we certainly want our people prepared. And a lot of people have been making preparations, and at least they're not as frightened as other people are going to be when the whole infrastructure of America begins to crumble in the coming months and years. So make your preparations now. Make sure you have a personal relationship with the Lord, because that's what this is really all about. Write to your friends and neighbors and tell them about our programs. And of course, don't be afraid to talk to people in the grocery stores and the bank, and encourage them to listen to radioliberty.com, where they're going to get the information that they're not going to get elsewhere. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will get, of course, the DVDs on the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and the follow-up to that of the Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. They're both put out by Chris Pinto. We hope that you want to get the DVD we have that Chris Pinto made when he talked to our audience about the Atlantis Connection. That's the title of it. We have a great DVD by Constance Cumby on, of course, the New Age. And, of course, we have my four tape set with Constance Cumby. So they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bring the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And for the next hour, hopefully, our guest is going to be our good friend Bill Sardi. But we're going to be talking about the background, certainly, of what's going on today financially. And so we're going to have to track Bill Sardi down. I'm sure my producer will be calling into the house to get Bill Sardi's number so we can actually get him onto our program. But if you look and see what's happening today, the automotive industry, the big three, are simply going down. General Motors stock has lost 80% of its value. Ford Motor Company has lost 75% of its value. Kirkorian, a gentleman who I think put something of many billions of dollars into Ford Motor Company, I think by figures could be wrong, but something like $8 billion. He's selling it. He's going to lose most of the money that he's invested there. General Motors is going behind $1 billion a month, and certainly there's very little chance that they'll be able to last more than 6 months or so unless they get a bailout from the government. The government is talking about bailing out the automotive companies to the tune of $25 billion. How long that will help, we don't know. The government is going to bail out the insurance companies. They're talking about bailing out the money market funds to the tune of $500 billion. That's $500 billion, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about bailing out the commercial paper market. Now, certainly we've already had one economic stimulus plan early this year, where the government appropriated $168 billion to stimulate the economy. That was about January of this year. Those are the checks that were sent out. And then, of course, recently the government has given $700 billion. That's $750 billion, plus another $150 billion in bribes to get the new legislation passed so that they can give the money to the friends of Mr. Paulson and the various large banks. But what are they doing to help the people who are losing their homes? Absolutely nothing. They're not trying to help the people who are losing their homes. What they're doing is giving it to the people in the banks so they can offer their big bonuses to the people who work in the banks so the big banks can buy up the little banks. And it's all about the centralization of power. But the truth of the matter is, they have no plans for really solving the problem. Because if they solve the problem, how would they be able to bring about the new international economic order? And that's what this is really all about. I believe that this whole situation, this crisis, was created intentionally. It was created at this time as a result of long-term planning. And if you heard our interview with Constance Cumby last night, she talked about how the people within the occult, and believe me, the people within the occult are dominating what's going on in our society today. The people in the occult have been writing for years about the coming economic crisis that they're going to use, of course, to bring about their new economic order, their new currency, and, of course, eventually this new world religion, this new world government. It's all about transforming our society. People think, oh, things are going to turn down for a little while, but it's all going to be all right. It's all going to come back again. And I do not believe that for one minute. The world we have lived in is gone forever, and the world that lies ahead is indefinite. I do not know when we come out of this in a decade or two decades, whether it will be a free society or a totalitarian society, or, of course, freedom as we know it is simply a remembrance of things past. And we have Bill Sardi on the line. Looking forward to talking to him. And we'll be back in just a moment with our special guest for this evening, talking about the financial meltdown. Well, Bill, good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. If you missed the last 5 minutes of government or news, why, you missed everything.
All right.
The way it's going, if you're not keeping your eye on the parking lot, they're stealing your hubcaps, or, as Thomas Jefferson once said, a government big enough to give you everything you want is strong enough to take everything you have. And they're at it even tonight. They're giving away another $50 billion, trying to figure out how they're going to handle this. Well, these people that are banging their pie tin saying, you gave away all this money, but you didn't help any of us people with the mortgages. So tonight they've got another $50 billion giveaway to help people that can't pay their mortgages. It'll apply to $500 billion of mortgages, and they'll just throw $50 billion at it. To give it some time, of course, in 5 years, these people are in the same jam again, but it bails them out for a time. Well, you know, by the way, my mortgage could use a little help, too. I don't know. I guess if you're irresponsible, sign bad contracts and do all these things, this is where you get the bailout. And our problem is not just that. Our problem is, have we got any integrity? Do we really believe in a constitution? Do we really believe in a free market enterprise and our kind of country instead of socialism? If we do, would you reject that money if the government gave it to you? You know, our small banks, some of them are rejecting the bailout money. Yes, they know what it means. It means the government's going to own part of them and eventually pull the rug on them and make them sell out to their bigger friends, of course, in the banking business. They know what this means. Do you know what it means? I know you've got your hand out there, but they're going to foreclose on my home. It was never really your home. It was always the bank's home, but it's okay. And I'm asking Americans, do you really... This argument has come up between Obama and McCain about which one is socialist. Well, they're all socialist. We'll get into that. But the point is, what about you? Because all we have to do is start reaching for these government giveaways. Government and the Constitution was about separation. It was about limitation. And for us to, now the police are going to beg for a bailout, and the teachers are going to beg for a bailout, and the transit authorities, the buses and the train people are going to run out of money. It's all in being talked about right now, and they're all going to beg for bailout money. But once you beg for it, you've nationalized everything, haven't you? And when you do that, you
Hold that, Bill. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening for this next hour is Bill Sardi. We're going to be talking about finances. You know, most people do not really understand what's going on, but let me just give you an example. It took the United States government 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt from 1789 until the year 1980, when, of course, the national debt became $1 trillion. It was actually $400 billion in 1971. It had increased to $1 trillion by certainly the year 1980. Certainly, when George Bush came into office, why the national debt was about $5.8 trillion. The end of the fiscal year was actually the end of September of this year, for the year 2008. The national debt was about $10.1 trillion. Today, 1 month later, why we're about about $10.5 trillion. We've increased the national debt $0.5 trillion in less than a month. And you can see where this is going. Because what happens? Debt is the means by which you lose your freedom. You owe people money. You no longer are a free individual. And when you are increasing the national debt at that rate, within 30 days, almost $0.5 trillion increase in the debt of this country, why, of course, you can see we're on a downhill slope. Pick up the story there, Bill.
Does the public understand any of this? Think of it as your house, and you came home, and your spouse just racked up a bill equal to 200 times what you make in a year, and you could never pay it back in your lifetime. What would you do with your spouse? I mean, there's an area of just it becomes irresponsibility. And for us to do this, does it mean anything to us? Because we've been living a standard of life maybe that all of us haven't earned. Well, it means something because they have to go get that money somewhere. Does everybody understand where money comes from? You either borrow it. In this case, we've got about $500 billion from Japan, and probably about $1 trillion from China that we've borrowed, along with a host of other countries and more money. Those are our big lenders. As we do a lot of trade with them, we end up with their goods, they end up with our money, lending it back to us at an interest rate. As Howard Schiff, the author of this, I'm sorry, I haven't got his name right, Peter Schiff, who's author of this new book, The Little Book of Bull Moves in a Bear Market, says, you know, we've got the grandmammy of all adjustable rate mortgages or loans right now because China and Japan are going to increase the interest rate on the money that we've borrowed. And if they stop giving it to us, you pointed it out, we need $2 billion a day to stay alive. We don't have enough money to run our household. And so just think, fellas, if you're listening, your wife is hooked up a loan for $2 billion a day to keep your house running. What does all this mean if we borrow it from somebody else, or when we're out of that option, we have to print it? So if we just, this is the what they call the money supply, or M1 or M2, doesn't mean anything to you until I give you these numbers. How about these numbers from 1967? When you went to buy some apple jelly in 1967, it cost you 40 cents. Today? $2.48. How about Jif peanut butter? It was 60 cents. It's now $2.37. That's a rise of by a factor of 4. Mazola corn oil was $3.07. It's now $13.59. Are you getting the idea what adding more money to the pile does? It dilutes the value of the existing money. You know those little Nestle's morsels you get, the little chocolate crunches? They were 55 cents for a bag. $3.21 today. 55 cents? What? Why, Borden condensed milk was 42 cents. It's now $3.04 a can. What? That's what we're talking about. Massive inflation. It happened in Japan. We've been having it slowly creep up on us. And in fact, it's been pointed out now that if you take the rate of inflation and what the stock market has done over the last 8 years, from the year 2000 forward, factored for inflation, the stock market, if you were on it, on average, lost you 42%. Now, you never heard that from Wall Street. because they're taking money out the back door of your bank account and everything you do by inflation. Japan had this happen. Please, fly to Tokyo and buy the $12 hamburgers, and then you'll understand it. And that's what's going on. And so we're ready, because the real inflation with this glut of printed money and borrowed money coming in is going to be terrible. And it really hasn't hit us yet. So, you know, Gary North, who writes for the Lou Rockwell people and has his own website, you might want to go and see Gary North and visit his website. But he's trying to tell you that the inflation on goods and services we buy probably won't hit us till the end of 2009. And then it's going to hit us really big. And on top of that, we're going to have a massive hit in, of course, unemployment. While you were sleeping or just went away from work tonight or whatever, while you were distracted, the government just gave away $120 billion, Brazil, South Korea, Singapore, and Mexico. It just came up with a $50 billion giveaway to help Americans who can't afford their mortgages. If you miss a minute here, you're going to miss all of this of what's going on. And it sounds great, and you may say, where do I get mine? And I'm asking you, did you go to school on the same planet I did when we talked about not having a socialist country, running private enterprise, being a democracy, having states' rights? Because as soon as we accept money from the federal government, we're essentially nationalized. And this is what Obama was saying when he suggested there's going to be a national police force. A national police force? Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about a president who now can control your local police force with the strings of money? That's what our country was formed around. No, none of that. We will have states' rights. We will have individual laws and entities so that we won't have corruption at that kind of level. We won't have that kind of control factor. We will have limited government. And
but, I think, of course, what people have to understand is they've created this whole problem. Why? Because they needed a problem so they could justify moving us towards a fascist society. What you're talking about with all power centralized in Washington, D.C., what you're talking about with a national police force, what you're talking about is really a fascist society where the government, of course, is going to control the banks and the corporations.
We use the word fascist, and as soon as we use it, why, they say, what, who, me? Just like Biden did the other night with this reporter. I mean, us? Why, I'm an American. Well, you might be, but this is how the slippery slope starts, and this is why we had a constitution written and tacked down hard on these kind of things. Now, what they pointed out here is we were probably stampeded into this economic panic. This is a big report I have on my desk here, 30 pages. Comes from, of all places, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Facts and myths about the financial crisis of 2008. You've heard that money is all tied up in between. The banks won't loan it to each other. Absolute falsehood, says the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. You've heard interbank lending, non-existent bank lending to non-financial corporations declined. That's false. Banks play a large role in channeling funds from savers to borrow. False. All of these things, they're talking about commercial paper, blah, blah. It's all a falsehood. This has all been cooked up to build this financial crisis out of lies. Our own Federal Reserve says this. What are we going to do?
I think it's important that people have to understand this whole thing is contrived. It's as phony as a $3 bill, but that doesn't do any good to the people who've lost their jobs, who've lost their homes, who are said they are going to be losing their automobiles, who are going to become destitute. This is all created. Why? Because, of course, as more and more people lose their homes and lose their jobs and certainly lose hope, where are they going to turn? They're going to turn to the government to help them. And that is, believe me, the people in Washington, D.C., the people who are running the world, they want that. They want everybody dependent upon the government, because the government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And a government that can give you whatever you want has got to be able to take whatever you have, and primarily your freedom. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, it was Winston Churchill who said, the inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of the blessings. However, the inherent blessing of socialism is the equal sharing of them. And, of course, that's what we're going to have.
And I think it's so important that people understand that one of the major forces behind this whole socialist movement is people of great wealth. Why do you think that Warren Buffett is backing Barack Obama? Do you think he really wants to pay more taxes? If he wanted to, he could simply give all his money away, the billions of dollars he has. No, it's all about power and control. And, of course, Barack Obama is a socialist. Once you have them in positions of power, believe me, the rich are not going to pay any more taxes. This is simply going to be a vehicle for controlling the common people like you and me. This is what it's all about. And if you look at who actually created the committees that designed the candidacy of both Barack Obama and, of course, John McCain, with Barack Obama, there were seven people, five of them came from the Trilateral Commission. With John McCain, five people, four of them came from the Trilateral Commission. There are only 150 members in the whole country. Anybody who thinks there's a conspiracy out there, he's got to be crazy. This is not a conspiracy. This is just an organized application of power. There's a group of people who run the country. They pick our candidates, give us a choice between Socialist Party A, Socialist Party B. Which do you want? Of course, neither one will preserve freedom. Bill, go right ahead.
Well, we do have a lot of bailout money. You remember the $700 billion figure?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Accepting the basic tenets of communism and socialism as the government takes over control of our banking industry. It's going to take over control of many of our major corporations. It's going to lend money, buy stock in General Motors and Ford and Chrysler as part of a $25 billion bailout. But whatever the government subsidizes, the government controls. And, of course, Hugo Chavez can only go so far. It seems that there are no limits to what we can go right here in the United States. And that's what it's all about. It's moving from freedom to fascism here. And the average American thinks that it has to do with solving the economic problems. No, ladies and gentlemen, they created the problems so they could move to solve them. And I believe that they've had all of these things planned for a long period of time. Go right ahead, Bill.
It's Arthur Laffer, the economist, talking in the Wall Street Journal. I'll read a little bit of it. It's kind of fun. He says, you know, there's no tooth fairy, and the government doesn't create anything. It just redistributes. Whenever government bails someone out of trouble, they always put someone into trouble, plus, of course, a toll for the troll, as Arthur Laffer says. Every $100 billion in bailout requires at least $130 billion in taxes. Why? Because it costs $30 billion extra for the cost of getting government involved. Everything's just going to cost us more as we nationalize everything, and the government now has to have new agencies and everything else formed to manage these things. You've got two people managing them now. So this is the problem that you have. And, of course, it's terrible. It's what Winston Churchill has said. I contend that a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket trying to lift himself up by the handle. And that's what we have. The only way out, tax ourselves. You hear it from the candidates, one blaming the other. Who's going to tax each other the most? The oddest one is Mr. Obama's tax plan, which claims is a tax cut. It's actually a tax giveaway or transfer of money, of wealth, from people who are the biggest taxpayers to people who pay no taxes. Let me say it again. They're going to give $400 billion, if Obama gets his way, over 10 years to people who don't even pay federal income tax. Your money is going to go, if you're a wealthier person, have a little extra money, you are going to be paying people who don't even pay taxes.
But, of course, Bill, that is to buy the votes of the poor people, so they will support the people in positions of power.
So what do we call that? A tax cut is really a bribe.
Right.
So this is what this is pandering to the masses while we give away our country. And, of course, this is just terrible. This has been reviewed in the Wall Street Journal. It's been reviewed in Forbes magazine. And it goes on and on. 44% of the tax filers don't even pay much at all. and this is what's going to happen. So,
because what people really don't understand is that the people are going to be tending to vote for ever more government until one day, of course, they wake up and find they're living in a dictatorship, because the people who are doing this really don't care about the common people. They want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., because it's all about power. This is why the people of great wealth are pushing this. They want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and one day the poor people are going to wake up and suddenly realize that they're not getting their refunds as they were before. But all of their freedom is gone.
I think your audience is already shocked and wouldn't vote for both candidates. I hope so. The libertarians are saying don't vote because it gives them a mandate that you voted for either side. Jonah Goldberg, a man with a Jewish name at the end, writing in the Los Angeles Times, which backed Obama, but yet he's saying, as a Jewish man that usually votes liberal, and he's saying, my God, why, Obama's pushing for something I can't even believe, called the living constitution, where government, it's not what government can do for you, but what government now must do for you. It's a right, in other words, for you. For government to provide, let's say, a house for you, you see? And it's going to be on your back to pay for it. So this is what's coming, and Jonah Goldberg pointing out, none of this is new, a lot of it's socialist. On both sides of the aisles, it's just this is being taken further than ever dreamed.
I think it's important for people to understand that this concept of entitlements, this is not an American concept, this is a fascist concept. Now you're entitled to health care. Now you're entitled to food and food stamps. Now you're entitled to a home. Now you're entitled to an income from the government. And soon, well, you'll be entitled to the chains that come with that. Well, Bill, go right ahead.
It's Robert Bavarnik writing, The Law Under Obama. Remember that Barack Obama is a lawyer, and, of course, apparently a good one, and a good orator, and he's very convincing. I sat on television, gritted my teeth, and watched how convincing he seemed to be. And Robert Bavarnik writing in Forbes saying, well, here's 10 troubling predictions. You're going to see elimination of the statute of limitations on discrimination suits. What you're hearing here is Obama wants to go back and maybe bring up discrimination suits and, of course, reparations like to slaves from the Civil War and things like that. What? When we don't have any money? Elimination of secret ballots in unions so that the union will know who voted against them. Well, this has been a special freedom that we've had. Apparently, and you can read Bovarnik's column, I can't give you all the reasons behind this, but because we don't have time. New bankruptcy laws, let's say you owe money on a mortgage, well, the bankruptcy law will cause that the bank can't come after you for all that money. In other words, boy, if you're loaning money, this will cause the banks to lose money by just simply someone declaring bankrupt. You can't go after all the money, so this is an interesting. Massive tax increase on business owners, and of course this is coming. A global poverty initiative. Barack Obama is not going to stop at giveaways in the United States. He has something in mind. It's the redistribution of wealth to all the world as the United States becomes a cash register for the world. It's written here. He sponsored the Global Poverty Initiative. By the way, I'm checking all my facts here. These are all out of credible sources. So Barack Obama sponsored the Global Poverty Initiative. He wants the United States to come up with money for everybody else. And he's telling you he's going to pick Supreme Court justices based on their ability to help the poor. Well, we're all for that idea, but that isn't their purpose there. Their purpose is to tell us about the constitutionality of law, not to invoke social welfare. So he predicts there'll be nationalized health care. Everybody say, well, great, somebody's going to pay the bill now. We won't be any healthier. The drug companies and the doctors will just cut themselves in for more dollars, and nothing will be done to cut the bill, the unfortunately, we can't pay for health care anymore, or fortunately, we can't pay health care anymore. It's a dysfunctional system in the first place. And he's pointing out here, this is Robert Bavarnik again in Forbes.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be back in just a moment with our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney, our guest this evening, Bill Sardi. And Bill is simply quoting from an article that appeared in the Los Angeles Times, written by a Jewish intellectual who is saying, the tragedy, the horror of an Obama presidency, what it will mean to transform America, because Obama's loyalty is not to the United States. He's even talking about bringing up all sorts of programs to restructure the world. In fact, Obama has said publicly, I am a citizen of the world. Well, I'm not a citizen of the world. I'm a citizen of the United States. I believe in America. I believe in its sovereignty. Obama doesn't. He has said publicly, I am a citizen of the world. So where is his real loyalty? Is that why he has publicly refused to many times to salute the flag or to put his hand over his heart when the Star Spangled Banner is being sung? Everybody else does, but not Obama. He won't wear American flag a pin because, of course, he's a citizen of the world. Very convincing, but, of course, there's a powerful force, an invisible force, behind Obama. I really believe that with all my heart. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, certainly, you read through this list of Robert Bavarnik, all the things, reparations for minorities from the past, elimination of secret ballots for unions, new bankruptcy laws, massive tax increase, a global poverty initiative. Some of this sounds like it's well-intended. Nationalized health care, again, we're just nationalizing or socializing something. This one's interesting. Obama believes the government should be in charge of the priorities on the Internet. Now, this is interesting that he brings this up. In other words, it's not a neutral network of information any longer. He wants to start getting his hands in there and control it. So it's a very interesting, touchy areas that Americans feel like, oops, wait a minute. The Internet's kind of like taking your guns away from you, things like this. So you're getting into this kind of a mess, and you're just getting into an area that I think a lot of Americans would be very upset about in their freedoms here, and knowing, you know, that this man really, it's pretty scary what he has in mind, and he feels he has a mandate to do it. So this is our greater concern is... what this man thinks everyone's behind him to do. And so you're going to get this kind of situation as he's leading the way. Yes, America may only have a wonderful heritage, but even Obama won't honor that. And he wants to really get rid of the Constitution. He's saying it's in the way. He wants a new Bill of Rights, what he calls a living Bill of Rights. So this is something you need to check out and see what it is. And it's beyond me why anybody would really vote for either one of these gentlemen who are running for president because of the obvious fact that neither one of them can solve this economic crisis. And none of them are big enough to stand up to Wall Street or anything else, except to be paid off by them. So,
in fact, I think it's so interesting. Why doesn't anybody make an issue out of the fact that both Obama and John McCain essentially backed the Bush program to bail out the banks to give, really billions, $107 billion to the banks and $150 billion in bribes to the congressmen who voted for it. Where is the outcry that both political candidates supported this same corrupt legislation? There's not a dime's worth of difference between them. Only one is taller, one has more gray hair, but of course they're both socialists. And they will try to make you think that, oh, my goodness, we got the Republicans in, they're pro-life. Let me tell you, the Republicans control both the Senate and the House and the presidency for 6 years, and not once did they ever try to repeal Roe versus Wade. It's all symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. It's all part of a facade to make you think there's a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They're all controlled by the same people. And until the American people will understand that and stand up and back third-party candidates, nothing is going to change. They've even infiltrated our third party here in California. Of course, instead of running the Constitution Party candidate, the head of the California American Independent Party, which was the Constitution Party here, ran Alan Keyes. Why? So you wouldn't have a chance to vote for the Constitution Party candidate, who, of course, is never mentioned by the controlled media, because they don't want you to have an option. They want you to have a choice of voting for the candidate of their choice, and that's what it's all about. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, certainly this is kind of the way it is. We've tried to point out, Dr. Stan has tried to point out, this has all been planned. How do we convince you of that? It's kind of interesting. It comes out in Debbie Kidd's article in News with Views that the Palin-McCain ticket, now you heard that McCain had 24 candidates for vice president. He was mulling over all this drama, drum roll, hold your breath, wait, let's see who he's going to pick. Turns out that way back in February of 2008, there was such a thing as called the McCain-Palin Compliance Committee. This is the committee that has to be formed. They raise a little money to comply with government regulations involving election finances. But they knew in February they were going to pick her. This whole thing was just a ruse on everybody, that she was just a surprise pick. Do you think the economy, the way it's happened, was a surprise and people didn't know it was going to happen? 1999, the New York Times said, if the economy starts to go the other way, that we're going to see a great depression, we're going to see a great insolvency in the United States because of the very things we're seeing here in the real estate market. It predicted it and said it in 1999. You mean no one knew this? The New York Times aired it in 1999. They certainly knew it. They let it happen. The Bush administration let these reserve rates with the investment banks get higher. Christopher Cox admits he didn't regulate these places adequately. Even non-political entities, these were the bond raters. You hear about the word Standard & Poor's or Moody's or Fitch. These are the companies that rate bonds. They were all in on this, too. Company would pay them to rate a bond, and they'd give them the rating they wanted. If they had stopped that and there was no false ratings on bonds, the whole thing would have been a finger in the dike and stopped the whole thing. All kinds of people were concerted in an effort here. You notice also that everybody was allowed or pushed to get in debt. How many of those credit card offers does the average American get in a year? 60 of them a year in the mail, trying to get us further and further into personal debt. What were they doing at the state level? They were trying to get all the states in debt. They almost did it. They complained about the state of Colorado, which had a limit, a debt limit. It would had to have certain financial reserves, and it couldn't spend, it couldn't increase its budget more than a formula based on an increase in population plus the inflation rate. And there were these crazy criticisms. Well, that would keep Colorado from growing as fast as other states. Well, that paid off for Colorado, and by the way, I think Wyoming and Montana have a surplus, but everybody else is in debt. They seem to want to get us all in debt at one time, making us all cry uncle and all beg for a bailout and all beg for the loss of our freedoms through the Constitution. So if you grew up in this country and you treasured these things, they're going by the wayside as the public begs for a bailout. Have you any integrity to reject it?
And, of course, the interesting thing is, of course, so many of the pension funds are simply underfunded, first of all, and then, of course, the value of their holdings is falling. Here in California, we've had CalPERS. It's, of course, the state pension fund for state employees. They've always done very well. They've made literally tens of billions of dollars. You know, I think they have a value of something like about $230 billion. They've lost 20% so far, and it's falling. Pension funds all across the country are losing 30, 40, 50% of their value. And, of course, what's the solution? Why, they'll want to go to the government to get bailed out so they get their money back. But the government doesn't have any money other than what it creates through inflation. And, of course, what they're going to do is bring in inflation, destroy the value of our currency. And when they do that, when you debauch the currency, why, you impoverish everyone. And so you can have the same number of dollars back to your pension fund. Those dollars, however, will not buy anything. And we can see we're on the road, the same road that the government we installed in Zimbabwe is on, where today the inflation rate in Zimbabwe is 12 million percent a year.
Somebody sent me a little picture tonight, Dr. Stan, of a little Zimbabwean boy holding a $10 million bill that's only worth 2,000 real U.S. dollars. $10 million, 2,000, because of the inflation rate there. So it's just impossible, and this is kind of the thing that happens. You kind of see, and they're trying to tell us, well, have confidence that we've hit the bottom, go back, invest in the stock market. You know, there's a report here out of Britain from a leading economist that we won't get back our housing prices till the year 2023, and the reason why he's saying we don't have the demand because, you see, we don't have enough young people. The big group is right here, the baby boomers, and therefore you won't have enough people entering the force with incomes till the year 2023 to increase the demand and drive these values of these homes up. We have to remember in 1992, flat land prices, not home prices, dropped by 75%. We're not even close to that, and this is a worse crisis. This is a worse crisis. So I'm going to give you some good news tonight because Peter Schiff has written this wonderful book, The Little Book of Bull Moves in Bear Markets. You should get a copy. The Little Book, I know you're not a stock investor. You're going to read the book anyway because it is so wise, and I'll see if I can give you a synopsis in 3 minutes here, but he's saying basically we're going to continue to get misinformation from government. Don't believe the inflation figures, the unemployment figures. He says don't be fooled by things that you're told are opportunities. What he says is stay out of cash and bonds, anticipate misdirection and falsehoods. If you invest, think about commodities like raw materials, agriculture, sugar, coffee, metals, grains, oil, gas, and food may be the new currency. Think of buying silver before you buy gold. Once you know the risk of investing in foreign ventures and know about currency exchange, then think about investing in foreign companies that derive their earnings from sales in their own country, not by selling something to the United States because we're a collapsing market. Emerging markets are going to be where the growth is. I'll tell you where that is in just a second. Don't believe the growing demand for health care means that's a great sector to get into because health care has just simply become unaffordable. Live beneath your means. Forget the idea you have a status of a citizen of the American United States because Americans are inheritors of the biggest debt ever recorded. Foreign countries will not continue to bow to our imagined economic might. Start saving now, but as he says, not in U.S. dollars. You have to read his book to find out more what he means by that. Don't save your money in U.S. dollars. Rethink the idea of retirement and before you retire, because if you're forced to return back to the workforce, that could really mean some harm to you. Return to a mindset of saving up to buy things rather than charging for them and paying them for them later. Stockpile goods. Learn to fix things around the house without calling for a repairman. And finally, he says, if the U.S. can't stop its mindless printing of money and spending beyond what it takes in, it might be the time, well, to think, he says at least, about emigrating to another country, make plans in advance. He says he's planning to stay here and rebuild the country, but don't get caught without an escape plan is what he's saying. Brazil, India, and China are the places that are rapidly growing, and if you could start a business in one of those countries, I'm involved in a little adventure doing such a thing, then you're going to see your fortunes rise because those are growth countries, and the United States is a declining country. And, you know, the United States more and more sounding like a cage rather than a country because they've actually passed legislation. If we decide to get out of here and exit this place, they're going to tax us on all of our assets on the way out. This is unbelievable. They know people are going to be trying to get out. They've already passed some legislation. They're going to tax your assets as if they were realized into a sale, and just tax you on the way out the door.
And I think it's important to realize that very, very soon they're going to put on exchange controls. You're not going to be able to get money out of the country as the value of our currency is destroyed and there's nothing to play. We won't be able to get out into anything that will have any value. And, of course, the people, of course, will be left penniless and destitute.
Well, somebody asked me today, would I like to start a little business in Japan with a little vitamin pill that I help to sell. People have heard about it here on the air. And I said, yes, and tell the Japanese we plan to leave the money in Japan. After all, you don't want to bring it back here in Japan right now as the yen, which apparently is the strongest currency. So, no, we don't want to bring it back here because once it's here, it's a mess.
We're not only that, of course, but if you have a company overseas and you make money over there, you don't have to pay any taxes on it. So basically what our government is doing is encouraging people to produce their products outside this country.
But the American people must know that by doing this. They're making it worse.
That's right. They know exactly what they're doing because, of course, they want to impoverish our people. This is the whole idea laid out in the Earth Charter, where equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That means transferring our wealth to other nations. Read the Earth Charter. It's the Mein Kampf. What's going on? Go ahead.
There's this tremendous gap now between rich and poor, and it keeps growing. But do you think if we give the money from the rich, and by the way, that would only fund the United States for a few months. It wouldn't fix everything if we took all the rich people and did this. But if you did that, why even be in America and think someday you might hit the jackpot because they're going to take all your money away? And don't you think the rich are smart enough to get out of here? You bet they are. And they'll get out, and now we're going to lose their money in the tax base. You see, don't scare them all away. And that's what you're going to get here. The rich will go to other countries. I just talked to a man on the phone today. He owns 50 different companies in Shanghai, China. He made inventions here, but he runs them all out of Shanghai, comes to San Francisco every other month. So, you know, rich people, this is what they're doing. They're getting out of here. And you want to scare them all away? You'll scare away the tax base and all the money. So, unfortunately, we've got a couple of men who aren't going to stand in the way of this. One of them, Barack Hussein Obama, is Dr. Jack Wheeler, who was the author of Reagan's Strategy to Break the Back of the Soviet Union, who's written that Barack Obama, he says, is an eloquently tailored empty suit. No resume, no accomplishments, no experience, no original ideas, no understanding of how the economy works, no understanding of how the world works, nothing but abstract, empty rhetoric devoid of real substance. He has no real identity. He's half white, which he rejects. The rest of him is mostly Arab, which he hides.
Look at the alternative, Bill. Look at the alternative. That's the trouble. We have two people who are both controlled by the same people. Neither one of them is fit to be the president of the United States, and that's all we have. In fact, here in California, we can't even vote for a man who believes in the Constitution. They wouldn't allow him the ballot. Well, Bill, you got 3 minutes.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Need your help. If you are in a position to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What can you do? Well, first of all, you have to understand America. We have a wonderful book. It's put together by the Constitution Party candidate for the presidency. Chuck Baldwin is a personal friend. And, of course, it's called Freedom Documents. It contains all of the major documents of America. It's about an inch thick. It's, of course, it's bound here. He constructed this himself. Has everything you need to know: the Mayflower Compact, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, certainly the speeches by George Washington and speeches by Abraham Lincoln, the Freedom Documents, about 40 documents you need to have at your fingertips when you're talking about freedom. So certainly we advocate you get that, and of course to understand how the world really runs, we have a four-tape set called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It's my interviews with John Perkins, who was working for an intelligence agency, the NSA, and of course he was assigned to private corporations. His job was to go around the world and get countries into debt so that we could control those countries, so we could, then control the natural resources of those countries and keep the countries from ever getting out of debt and keep the people there impoverished, which is why certainly almost a third of the world's population lives on $2 a day or less. A quarter of the world's population lives on $1 a day or less. People are really impoverished thanks to our policies working through the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Four interviews you will never forget. And let me encourage you, this is unique. You're not going to get this elsewhere. And then, of course, to understand that there is a master plan for so much of what's going on, the creation of new diseases, suppression of information on cancer, building American cars in an inferior manner so people would want to buy Japanese cars, all part of a long-range plan laid out and verbalized back in 1969. You want to hear the interview with Dr. Dunnigan, who actually attended a lecture by Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood back in the 1960s. The four-tape set, and we do have the text of that entitled The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. And so we have so much material through Radio Liberty you're not going to get elsewhere. You need, of course, to get my talk on the forbidden secret or the secret knowledge. You need to get my talk on the planned population reduction, or none dare call it genocide, or certainly population control, because they intend to kill off most of the world's population. Who in their right mind would do that? Nobody in their right mind. but we're not dealing with people in the right mind. You need to get Dr. David Aub's wonderful talk that he gave here 2 years ago on Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And when you get that, you get a free CD-ROM with over 1,000 pages of documents. They know, of course, that we're poisoning the little black children in Africa, and they're doing it anyway. Why? Because it destroys their fertility. It destroys their immune system. So many of them will die as a result of the vaccinations we're given. Why are we doing that? Because the people funding the population control agenda are also funding vaccination for children. Why would you want to save the lives of little children when you believe in population control? Because maybe we don't want to save their lives. You need to get the booklets we have on vaccines. Neil Miller's book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Or the Vaccine Safety Manual that you'll want to get. Certainly Neil Miller's book on autism. You'll want to get, of course, our four-tape set on vaccines. You need to get this information and help us to get the information out. And then, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.